In May of 2016, drivers in Dallas woke up to a strange sight. Someone had hacked a number of roadside Texas Department of Transportation signs and put in their own message about then-candidate Donald Trump.
Someone called him out on TxDOT signs overnight. Take a look.
Here's the Dallas NBC affiliate.
It reads, Donald Trump is a shape-shifting lizard.
Dallas drivers were unscathed by the stunt that made the rounds on social media. But what if the roadside sign had been warning people about a road that was closed that actually wasn't? What if they made all the lights in the city turn red? As complex traffic systems become more and more integrated, the potential for traffic-fueled calamity increases. This isn't a theoretical for Alan Hilker. In 2014, he and a few of his classmates at the University of Michigan proved just how real it could be.
So as soon as we got onto the network, we had control of any traffic light that was connected.
They partnered with an undisclosed local government and had their eyes open to just how vulnerable the traffic systems were.
Just about everything that was deployed, default usernames and passwords were in use, which meant anyone with a little bit of Google knowledge and knowledge of the manufacturer of the device would be able to log in if they could find a connection.
Traffic systems are complex, and with hundreds of vendors and few standards, cities can configure a lot of different ways. The problem is many traffic centers focus on physical safety and not cybersecurity, says Southwest Research's Dan Zajac.
Some are doing very little, some are doing quite a bit, and the whole idea is to try and level set across the nation, try to figure out how we can help the small people that don't have huge amounts of budgets and dedicated people and staff.
Zajac is principal investigator on a project hoping to help secure these systems. They just got $750,000 from the Transportation Research Board to study the problem and create a tool that tells traffic planners across the country what to do with what systems.
Basically, the end product is going to be a web-based tool that will allow the user to log into the system and then go through an inventory checklist of equipment they have, systems they have, network topology.
Think of it like an online recipe generator. You put in the ingredients you have, or in this case, the types of traffic systems hardware and how it's connected, and the computer spits out instructions on what to do to get secure. And according to Alan Hilliker, even if the instructions the program pumps out are basic.
From what we saw, it sounded like the bare minimum is a good starting point.
Southwest Research expects the project to last 2 years. Paul Flav, Texas Public Radio News.